welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
The kingdom of God that Jesus talked about is something that you can't get done, let's say, in one message, in one service. It's something that you and I ourselves need to dig into and get the truths of God's word. Fair enough? Go over to John's gospel for a moment. I'm going to read out of the Passion Translation, if you don't mind. In verse 33 of the 18th chapter, the scribes and Pharisees bring Jesus before Pilate. Here's what it says. Jesus looked at Pilate, 36 verse, looked at Pilate and said, "The royal power of my kingdom realm doesn't come from this world." Everything that Jesus did on planet Earth all had to do with the kingdom. Now listen, but we're so used to living in the Western civilization with a president and vice president and all that goes on, we're not really acquainted with what in the world a king is. A king rules a kingdom. And Jesus came, and we'll get back to it in a minute. He came, and he said this in all the gospel: "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." So what was his first statement about? Talking about a kingdom. Amen? And we'll get back to that in a minute. But I want you to see the conversation he had later on. He said, "The royal power of my kingdom doesn't come from this world. If it did, then my followers would be fighting to the end to defend me from the Jewish leaders. My kingdom realm and authority is not from this realm." So his authority came from where? Heaven, down here to earth, but it wasn't from this earth. How many of you know there's upheavals all over the world concerning government? But when you understand that Jesus came to establish his kingdom here on earth, in fact, it wasn't a new thing. Because that's what he did when he placed Adam and Eve on planet earth, was to establish what? This earth. Amen. The word, when he said in Genesis 1:26, he said, "Take dominion over the earth." Dominion and kingdom are the same words in Hebrew and Greek. So what was he doing? He was bringing back what was stolen by the enemy in the Garden of Eden. What caused Satan to gain control over Adam and Eve? Very simple thing. It goes on today. Simple disobedience. Disobedience will cancel out where we belong and what belongs to us. My wife and I were talking the other day, and we were listening to some songs, and all the songs that came on this particular channel were all about getting out of here and going there. Well, see, Jesus said, "I'm bringing a kingdom here to earth." It's not about getting out of here. If he's trying to just get us out of here, why did he put us here in the first place? He put us here to establish God's authority, God's government here on earth. And Satan came along and messed it up by bringing a little word. There was only three voices in the garden, Adam and Eve and God. And then one other voice came in. Say, one other voice. Today, is there more than one other voice in our lives? But when you get in God's kingdom, the kingdom Jesus is talking about, you and I will find out we have everything that we need to navigate our life here on planet Earth. But glory to God. If it did, my followers would be fighting to the end. My kingdom realm and authority is not from this realm. Then Pilate responded, "Oh, so then you're a king." "You're right," Jesus said. "I was born a king. And I have come into this world to prove what truth really is." How many of us know what truth is? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Pilate was about to find this out. "I was born a king, and I have come into this world to prove what truth really is. Everyone who loves the truth will receive my words." What's he saying? Everyone that loves me will receive my words. How many of us don't like when the Holy Ghost nudges us because we've done something we shouldn't have or we're thinking about it? If we love Jesus, then we love the truth. If we love the truth, then we're saying we love Jesus. Jesus said, "You can ask whatever you want in my name, and I'll give it to you." But it says, first, keep my commandments. See, if we don't keep the commandments, Then we ask, and then we blame God or Jesus for not producing it. Well, the problem is with us, we don't produce it because what? We're not following his commandments. One of his basic commandments in the 1 Corinthians 13 is love, all about love. You notice Jesus doesn't say, I came to preach the kingdom of love. He didn't say that because inclusive in God's kingdom is love. See, it's all inclusive on the inside of that. Amen. Glory to God. Say, on the inside, love is included. The Bible says love never keeps track of wrong done to it. How many of you have done wrong done to you? How many times do we have to forgive somebody for doing or saying something to us? That comes out of the kingdom of God. Because Jesus said, we're to love with the kind of love that he's given to us and lives on the inside of us. Is it easy? Because no, if your flesh reigns and my flesh reigns, we'll want to get even. No, it's not about getting even. It's about letting go. There's no getting even in the kingdom of God. It's about letting go of everything. Amen. Pilate looked at Jesus and said, what is truth? And the Bible says here, silence filled the room. Pilate went back to talk to the Jewish leaders. Pilate didn't know what to do with the truth. He was in big trouble. He's a king talking to the king. Oh my God, that just got into my spirit. He was a king of earth, but he was talking to the king. Say, the king. Hallelujah. Now listen what happened. He goes back to the Jews and he says this, I'll release one prisoner every year at the Passover. Shall I release your king, the king of the Jews? They shouted back in the 40th verse, out over and over. No, not him. How many times maybe have you and I rejected the king and say, oh no, God, I can't do that. See, we can reject the king in our everyday life today because as we walk through life and the Holy Spirit directs us and we sometimes say, well, maybe a little bit later. There is no later. I have a life. God has given me a charge in life that is to preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone that would take the time to listen. How many of you know what the job of the moon is? To reflect the light of the sun. Guess what our responsibility is? To reflect the light of the sun, S-O-N, to planet Earth so people can see and find out, my God. No, no, not him. Give us Barabbas. Now, Barabbas was a robber and a troublemaker. Can you imagine how the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, in the natural must have felt, but he was on course, say he was on course, to do the will of the Father. There's a song that says, well, he was on the cross, I was on his mind. See, you and I weren't created when we were on the cross, but yes, we were. Because in heaven, God had already created us to be born to planet Earth, to take rule over Earth the same way Adam and Eve did. He knew who we were. He knew who we'd become. But he was bringing a message in his earthly ministry, say, about the kingdom of God. In Philippians, it says this, that the king, say the king, left heaven, came to earth, and put on the clothes of a beggar. Why would a king leave kingdom and come to planet Earth as a beggar, except he was going to establish that kingdom here on Earth? Even Adam knew what God told him. He said, don't touch that. And when they did, what happened? Sin came in and Satan stole, say he stole, what belonged to God. See, that was God's kingdom here on Earth right over there in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. He gave man dominion, say dominion. He gave them a kingdom, the Garden of Eden. God wants you and I to plant the seed of the gospel in the hearts of men and women so we'll see more people get saved, more people born into the kingdom of God. I'm going to give you three words that kingdom means. Are you ready? First of all, it means rule. Say rule. A king rules. If a king makes a law, that's it. Say it's over because the king says it's a law. But what happens in Christianity? Sometimes Christianity can become like a religion. It can become a religion because we step out of the confines of the word and get into our own kind of thinking about what we think it means. My time on earth is limited to whatever God chooses to give to me. You understand that now? So my life, listen, my life and your life can be measured by how we use our time. Did you ever hear somebody say, gee, I wasted a lot of time doing that? If we're following God, we're following the Word, we're following the King of Kings, we'll never have to say, I wasted a lot of time. Go over to Matthew chapter 6. Let's start with verse 25, fair enough? Because what Jesus said affects us in every level. I'm reading another Passion version. This is why I tell you to never be worried about your life. For all that you need will be provided, such as food, water, clothing, everything your body needs. Isn't there more to your life than a meal? Isn't your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. Do you think they worry about their existence? Don't plant or reap or store up food, yet your heavenly Father provides each of them with food. Aren't you much more valuable to your Father than they? So which of you, by worrying, could add anything to our life? How many of us have ever worried? Why do we worry? Because sometimes we forget who is in charge and who is the King. Because if we live inside the Word and we live inside the kingdom of God, all of us would understand God's got us covered. Say, God's got us covered. Verse 28. And why would you worry about your clothing? Look at all the beautiful flowers of the field. They don't work or toil. And yet not even Solomon in all his splendor was robed in beauty more than these. Verse 30. So if God has clothed the meadow with hay, which is here for such a short time, and then dried up and burned, won't he provide for you the clothes you need, even though you live with such little faith? So then forsake your worries. Say, forsake your worries. Forsake your worries. Why would you say, what will we eat? Or what we will drink? Or what we will wear? For that is what unbelievers chase after. Unbelievers? Yeah. Because here he says, those who have such little faith. So above all, constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom. What does it say? Constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom and the righteousness that proceeds from him. Now listen to this. Then all these less important things will be given to you abundantly. See, the problem is the less important things have become more important. Because listen to what he said. Seek after the kingdom of what? God and his. See, if we understand righteousness, we won't be striving to get all of these things over here and put them ahead of his kingdom. But if we're chasing after that, we'll miss this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can I put you to a challenge? Tomorrow morning, say tomorrow morning, when you get out of bed and I stand on my own two feet, I'm going to raise both hands and shout, hallelujah!
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.